Welcome to the 30th anniversary of National Prison Justice Day here on Coast Salish territory. It's a day that was started by prisoners in Millhaven Maximum Security Prison in Ontario. It started in response to prison deaths and to prison conditions. In 1974, there was a prisoner, Eddie Nalon, who was a lifer. He was in Millhaven, and he was on the working range in the prison. He wanted to transfer to a non-working range, and he was told the only way he would get his transfer was by refusing to work. So he signed a piece of paper saying he refused to work, and instead of being transferred to a non-working range, he was thrown into solitary confinement. So being a lifer, Eddie knew how it worked. He would have his 30 days in punitive SEG. He would go before the SEG review board, and that all happened. He was expecting to get out of SEG on August the 2nd, and August the 2nd came and went. Nobody in the prison bothered to tell him that he was due to be released, so on August the 9th, he slashed in his cell. Inside every one of those cells, they have panic buttons that the prisoner can push to alert the guards if there's a problem. And he pushed his button. Other prisoners pushed their buttons, and no guards came. Eddie ended up bleeding to death, and at the inquest into his death, it was found that the buttons had been disconnected by the guards. On the anniversary of his death, August 10th, 1975, prisoners in Millhaven went on a one-day work stoppage and a hunger strike because conditions in the prison hadn't been changed. Those prisoners were then thrown into the hole as well. And on May 21st, 1976, another prisoner died in those same cells. That prisoner was Bobby Landers, and he was a prisoner's rights activist. He had been at Archambault on the prisoner committee and had been fighting for improved conditions at Archambault. They transferred him out involuntarily from Archambault to Millhaven, and he was thrown straight into solitary. He started having problems with his heart and chest pains. He was pushing his button, trying to get the nurse to come down to the SEG unit, and other prisoners pushed their buttons. Bobby ended up dying of what was determined to be a heart attack, and it was found at the inquest into his death that those buttons still hadn't been repaired. The call went out for a national day, and that would be August 10th, 1976, for prisoners across the country to join in on this one-day hunger strike and work stoppage. And prisoners across the country did join in, but the call also went out to the community, and it came here to Vancouver to a group of people with the United Prisoners Movement. And one of the women in that committee was Claire Colhane, and she was an incredible activist throughout her life, but had taken on the challenge of fighting the prison system in this country. So in August 10th, 1976, the first Community Prison Justice Day happened out at BC Penn and at Ocala, and it's been happening every year since. It's the one day that we as activists get together to draw attention not just to the numbers of prisoners who die, but the conditions that lead to those deaths. And in the last reported year, there were 100, and that's 2002-2003, there were 157 adult prisoners died under the jurisdiction of the Canadian criminal justice system. And those numbers, I think, are really huge in a country where there are so few prisoners. And so today we're standing at this space. This is the site of the Claire Colhane Memorial Bench. And it's an honor to be here. It's good to have so many people here. And we have a lot of speakers that are going to talk to you about the day and their experience. The first prisoner, Yeah. The first person we want to hear from is Eddie Rose. Eddie's a lifer and has been active for many, many years fighting for the rights of those in prison, but those outside of prison as well. Eddie?